Up next is a daily devotional by Pastor Tim Dodson from Believers City Church in Menominee, Wisconsin. To subscribe to the podcast, visit streetlevelradio.com and click on subscribe. Thanks for listening to Street Level Radio.
You know, it seems like a strange thing that a man in prison would be telling a church to be joyful. But in Paul's situation, his attitude serves to teach us an important lesson about our inner attitudes, that we do not have to reflect our outward circumstances. Paul was full of joy because he knew that no matter what happened to him, Jesus Christ was still with him. Several times in this letter of the Philippians, Paul is urging this church to be joyful, probably because they needed to hear it. It's easy to get discouraged about unpleasant circumstances or to take unimportant events too seriously. If you haven't been joyful lately, well, it may be that you're looking at life from the wrong perspective. Paul the Apostle, now in this letter, Philippians chapter 4, beginning in verse 4, says, "Always be full of joy in the Lord. I say it again, rejoice." Inexplicably united with peace is the attribute of joy. You know, you can always tell those who have no peace because they have no joy. Peace and its manifest joy, or the lack thereof, is truly one of the great litmus tests of our position before God. I see a lot of people whose lives say no peace, whose marriages say no peace, whose special interaction says no peace in the social realm, and even their Facebook page says no peace, and yet they still want to think they're Christians. But that's a claim that denies all of Scripture and says God is a liar. Now, you can get mad at me for saying that, and you won't be the first and you certainly won't be the last, but you should instead be thanking me for caring enough to actually bring you that blunt truth, because after all, there is a lot at stake here, isn't there? There's a reason why this verse follows the exhortation of these two women that Paul was addressing earlier in the chapter, because the greatest hindrance to joy and peace is also the greatest hindrance to salvation. And you know what that is? It's self. When I'm wrapped up in the me, I'm always going to tend towards anger and depression and division and isolation. Romans 5 says, Paul kept on rejoicing whether he was in prison or in the palace, in prosperity or in adversity, in health or in sickness. Joy is a fruit of the Spirit and is the result of peace with God. Joy drives out discord and is contagious. Christians rejoice because they are in living union with Christ. Arranging your mind. There's a story that says several years ago about a 92-year-old Christian woman. And this woman was legally blind, and in spite of all of her limitations, she still was always just neatly dressed. She always had her hair carefully brushed and her makeup tastefully applied. Every morning she would meet the new day with eagerness. After her husband of 70 years died, it became necessary for her to go to a nursing home where she could receive proper care. And on the day of the move, a helpful neighbor drove her there and guided her into the lobby. Her room wasn't quite ready yet, so she patiently waited in the lobby for several hours. And when an attendant finally came for her, she smiled sweetly as she maneuvered her walker in the elevator. The staff member described her room to her, including the new curtains that had been hung on the windows. "I love it," she declared. "But Mrs. Jones, you haven't seen your room yet," the attendant replied. "That doesn't have anything to do with it," she said. "Happiness is something you choose. Whether I like my room or not doesn't depend on how it's arranged. It's how I arrange my mind." You know, the Bible says, "Rejoice in the Lord." Remind ourselves often of all that Jesus has done for us, and we will be thankful. I guess that's how we arrange our mind. And John 15:11 says, "I have spoken these things to you that my joy may remain in you, and that your joy may be made full."
That was a daily devotional by Pastor Tim Dodson from Believers City Church in Menominee, Wisconsin. For more information about Pastor Tim Dodson or Believers City Church, go to believerstogether.com.